So I have not taken a vacation in 10, 12, 14 years, something like that. I don't even remember. And so that's what I'm doing, taking a little miniature vacation. And so the weird thing is, no matter where I go, I see the same truth. So I really don't need a vacation necessarily, because I know that no matter where I'm at, I'm still there. So let's talk about that for a second. So I've been driving for an hour going to Atlanta. And so what do I see? I see dirt. I see highway, I see bricks, I see concrete, I see trucks, I see cars. Now think about it. How is it possible that I can drive, take a 5-hour trip, and be confident about when I get to that destination that I will know what's going on? How can I be so confident that when I go over here 5 hours away, Atlanta, Georgia, that I will be confident that I can function down there and I can speak the language, I can walk, I can see the different colors and the shapes and the symbols? How is that possible? Because it's the same everywhere. I'm not really going anywhere. How is it possible that I can face off with somebody face to face and understand their conversation just like I did up in the other city? Because no matter where you go, you're there, and you can see it by spelling it out. T-H-E-R-E. W-H-E-R-E. There, where, and here. H-E-R-E. Now, those three words have H-E-R-E encoded in the words. So no matter where you are, where, there, here, you're still here. And if you take the word here, H-E-R-E, you get re-he. So he is everywhere, omnipotent, omnipresent. So no matter where you are, you're in him, because he goes back to he, him, it. And you might say, what do you mean it? That's blasphemy. No, it ain't, because it says in 1 John, we saw him, that eternal life, that eternal life. Look up the words that, it, he, him, hit, even hit. Hit goes back to him. So think about it. God is hitting you in your eye gate, your ear gate, your five senses, to bring you back to your senses. And so when I'm speaking with authority, I know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm able to speak with authority, because God is hitting you, your clay vessel. And everything has to be softened, because when you get up to the highest level in the spirit, is so sharp that you have to be sin free. Because if you leave the 3D reality and you step into sin in the 7D, you're dead. That's why when we see him, we'll be like him, sin free. But down here, it's remote. How many, let's say there's 11 dimensions, let's say God is in the 11th dimension, it's probably unlimited, but my point is, let's say there's 11 dimensions. And so the 3D is what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 8, and 3 is 11. You're 8 dimensions removed from source. And so even when you sin down here, it hurts. It's painful. It causes you pain. And so think of it this way. Sin is a lie. It's a fake reality. And truth is reality. And so when you're walking in the spirit, you're walking in truth. You're walking in the 11th dimension. But when you walk in lies, you're walking in the third dimension. And if it's bad enough, you're walking in underneath the third dimension. That's where the demons are, right? They're trying to rise up out of the lake of, out of the pit, the bottomless pit. It's going to be open. There's some chained up right now. There's some demons that are chained up. And so as you move up to the 11th dimension, let's, I'm not saying this is right, but I'm saying, let's say Source, which is God, is in the 11th dimension. As you approach the 11th dimension, you better be pure. You better be holy.
There's a stalled vehicle ahead.
You better be upright, pure, holy, set apart, blameless. Because if you go up to that dimension and you're not, you're dead. You're cut. You're pierced through. Holiness is power. Love is power. Righteousness is power. Upright is power. Truth, speaking truth is power. That's why when you got a liar beside you, they get convicted. You walk in the room and they get convicted. They're convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Their sin, the righteousness of Christ, and the judgment of God. So all you have to do is walk in the room, right? So I used to do long runs on Uber, and I quit doing the long runs. And I quit having, and so when I do a long run, I get into a conversation that's a longer conversation, and stuff starts to flow. And I'm seeing that again with this, with this experience here. I have not had any breakfast, and it's 10:30. I got up to 7, and it's 10:30. Sin, righteousness, and judgment. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus covering this place, and notice the moon. Moon means blood. Notice, imagine the 11th dimension where there's just pure holiness. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty in the 11th dimension, probably in the 5th dimension, but it might be the unlimited dimension, but let's just say 11 just for to be able to understand what I'm saying. So up there in the 11th dimension, you see holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You see nothing can enter in that defiles. Nothing that defiles can enter into that area. It has to be destroyed at different levels. And so the demons, they've been cast down. They can't enter in to heaven. They're defiled. And so think about them. Why do they demon possess people? Because the human has a gift, a soul, and God knows that soul. Every soul God knows, and God loves every soul, and that's a connection back to God. And so the demon wants to possess that soul because the demon's trying to get back to that holiness and that pure love. And notice all the witches and the warlocks, they see the love in you and they come after you. They see your love. Or the narcissist, let's say the narcissist sees the love that's in you. They see the pure love that you have. They see the genuineness, the pure love. You want to help people. You want to love people and be genuine. But they don't have that. They're liars. They're manipulators. They're murderers. They're con artists. They're thieves. They're in a dog-eat-dog world. And they don't have the power to overcome the dog-eat-dog world. They're eating each other. They're fighting each other. So they don't have the power to overcome. And so that power, they want, and that feeling of love, they want. When I first started teaching on YouTube a long time ago, I thought, why are all these witches trying to get in my world? And it took me a long time, and I would go to their channel, look at some of their comments, and they'd say, I saw one of them, and they said he has a pure heart. And they want to defile your pure heart. They want to make a copy of them. If you have a pure heart and you're really trying to win souls and you really try to love your neighbors yourself, they want to defile you and make you into a copy of them. And some of them want what you have. To zoom in on the map, make sure I'm good on my map. Most of the time, they're trying to defile. But some of them, they want to have what you have. If it's a witch and she sees a born again man, she wants to. She falls in love because that person has a good heart, and she wants to be yoked up with that person because they have a good heart. But then she does something stupid. Let's say she did fool him, and she was a witch, and he was a saint. And she does something stupid like cheat or whatever, and he kicks her to the curb. Well, you can't. What do you mean? You can't kick me to the curb. You're evil. No, you kick them to the curb, and then they want revenge, and they're guilty. But the narcissist can never admit they're the problem. They can never admit. They never can look at the inside, right? They can only project it out. Because they have such a insecurity, they have to project it onto somebody else. And so, what's the gist of the story? The gist of the story is the devil is defiled and he wants to get back to God, but God cannot let him in because he's defiled. And because there's going to be a new heaven and new earth, all things that are wood, hay, and stubble have to burn up because they're going to be a new heaven and new earth, and nothing that defiles can enter in. And that's why you see the camp of the saints come down from heaven on the earth, the new earth. I don't know if that's in the millennium or not, but the camp of the saints, the Gentile nations, yeah, so that's probably in the millennium. So the Gentile nations try to get into the camp of the saints, and God kicks them out, and then there's a great white throne judgment and a new heaven and new earth. So yeah, they want to get into the camp of the saints, just like Israel. When they took the Ark of the Covenant, the Phoenicians or whoever it was took the Ark of the Covenant, it destroyed them. Because it wasn't for them. They were worshiping other gods and other idols. So if you have a pure heart that worships God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the true God, if you have a pure heart that's in God, Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then the Gentile nations who are into sorcery and all, they want to defile your camp. They want to get in the camp. And you don't let anything in that defileth, right? And that's why they're doing it with the movies, the music, the TV, the image, the social media. When you start to cut off the images out of your eye gate that the world's trying to throw into you, you become more holy. That's why it's so hard to function down here, because you're being bombarded in your ear gate, your eye gate, everywhere else with defilement. And it's hard to stay in the spirit walk because you're being defiled just by being in this culture. Just walk out your front door. Their artwork, everything. So they're being defiled by their artwork, their TV, their music. They're trying to defile you because they're mad that you're in the, they're mad that you're in the 11th dimension, and they're stuck in the third or even beneath the third because they just keep going downward, spiraling to more evil. Long story short, it's pure evil. It's pure evil down here. The demonic realm is pure evil. The Gentile nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, and we were all born in the Gentile nations, must be born again. How do you leave the defiled state to the pure state? Through Jesus, by faith. And then you get in the Word, renew your mind, and get in the spirit walk. Let me cut this off. I've been talking for an hour, and I've recorded two messages, totally different, it seems like, but everything's connected. It's all a storyline. I don't even plan it. I just start talking, and it just flows, right? So they're trying to defile you. And I'm not talking about being a legalist either, because the legalist is more of a defiler than anybody, because they're trying to put you back under law instead of under grace. A legalist is worse than Katy Perry or whatever singer you pick. A legalist is worse than him, because a legalist is trying to put you back under law and take you out of grace. I gotta find an exit. Get me something to eat. Think about what I'm telling you. A legalist is worse than most demons around you, because they're trying to put you back under law. And if they if they could wake up to the legalism, how evil it is, because it's the Jezebel spirit. If they could wake up that legalism, putting you back under rules, works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, was more evil than watching Hollywood, then maybe they might get right. But the legalist is so self-righteous, they can't even hear that. They can't even hear what I just said.
There's a stalled vehicle.